This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Welcome to Radio K Pulpit. This is She Excels, a program for every woman who knows she was created for more. Here we call women higher to live with vision, to walk in purpose, to build mastery, and to shine with excellence. At She Excels, you will discover God's blueprint for true success, success by the book. And this is your time right now, and this is your call. She Excels, becoming the woman God designed you to be. Hallelujah. And today I'm excited. I'm your host, Eni Sone. For those who are just tuning in, thank you for tuning in. And today we have an amazing topic. We'll be talking about seeing what God sees, the birthplace of vision, the birthplace of vision. And this is going to be a four-part series under the big heading, the transformational power of vision. Amen. Remember, this year is our year of excelling. That's what we said when we began this year. If you have been listening to us, we said this year is our year of excelling. I hope that is still on your plate. That is still what you want from the Lord. You want to excel. You want to be that woman who is pursuing what He has for you. And we can't do that without vision. We can't do that without vision. So thank you for tuning in, and we are going to unpack this topic, seeing what God sees, the birthplace of vision. God has a vision for your life. Stay tuned. Welcome back. Welcome back, dear listeners. Thank you for tuning in to She Excels. And I'm your host, Eni, for those who are just tuning in. And I'm excited today about what I'm going to be sharing. We are talking all things vision. Vision for your life. The vision God has called you to pursue. What is vision and why does it matter? Amen. I'm just going to take my definition from a story I heard from late Dr. Miles Monroe. He explained vision through a story. He said, a little girl stood with her father on the deck of a ship. Looking out, she said, Daddy, I can see farther than my eyes can look. They were all looking over the deck and into the sea. I'm sure they were looking at oncoming ships and so on. And this girl told her daddy, Daddy, I can see farther than my eyes can look. So it is, she had her eyes there looking, but she could see farther than her eyes, her physical eyes can look. And that's vision. It is not just physical sight. It is the ability to see beyond the present into possibilities and God's purpose for your life. Amen. That is what God wants you to have. Vision will keep your purpose alive. So sight shows what is, but vision shows what can be. It's talking about what is coming and what is possible. Think about when you want your house to be built, you know, designed by the architect. Maybe you've done that. You've gone through that process. Maybe you just bought a house that was already ready for you to just walk in. But there was a time when that house was in the mind of somebody and it was communicated to the architect and it was put down on paper. And when it was put down on paper, it's like, this is it, this is it, this is what I want you to build. So it is all about showing you what can be. So why does vision matter? Why does it matter? The first thing is that vision gives clarity in life's storms. When you start facing storms and things are coming against you, because you have a vision from God, you can stay focused. You do not drift. So it helps you to stay focused. It gives you direction. Why does it matter? Vision connects us to God's assignment for our lives. It ensures our lives are not wasted. So it gives us purpose. Vision helps you to see what your purpose looks like when it is realized, when it is accomplished, when it is fulfilled. So why does it matter? Vision sustains us through challenges because we see beyond the immediate struggle. Think about Joseph. When Joseph was put in, first sold by his brothers, became a slave in Potiphar's house, put in prison, you know, for things he did not do. But the vision, the dream he had, kept him going. I believe it did. The Bible did not really say that, but it did keep him going, because at some point he saw it happening when Pharaoh called him to interpret the dream and made him the second in command. That was amazing. And that which he saw when he was a young man became a reality. So vision will help you to be resilient, to be strong, to stay focused, irrespective of the things that are seeming to be impossible or that looks like this will never, never, never happen. Vision will say, keep hoping, stay strong. Why does it matter? Vision inspires others and attracts resources to fulfill God's plan. God has a plan, and God is inviting you into that plan. God wants you to be part of it. So one of the strongest, you know, drive, or, you know, I would say things that are on God's heart, is that man is transformed, is that man's mind is renewed, is that man's life is amazing. God wants the best for mankind. And God is going to look for visionaries who are going to make that happen. And that is you. That is you. So vision is important because it brings about impact in the lives of others. In short, vision is seen with God's eyes. It matters because it anchors us in purpose and guides us through uncertainty. And it empowers us to live a life of lasting impact. I'm sure you want to live a life of lasting impact. So it is not just about ambition. It is revelation that comes from God. Vision is a spiritual reality yet to be born in time, awaiting manifestation. The sons, the people of the earth are awaiting the manifestation of the sons of God, but the sons of God must have vision. So vision is a mental picture of a God-ordained future for you. It is seeing what is not yet visible, you know, and tangible, but yet it's in your mind's eye. It is understanding what your purpose looks like in action. Amen. And what did God say in Habakkuk 2:2? We know it's, and the Lord answered me, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it. God wants you to write what he has communicated to you about your life and the impact your life will have and the people you've been called to serve. Write it down plainly, clearly, you know, so that it's easy to run with it. It's easy to accomplish it. It is easy to follow through until it is realized. That is a command from the Lord to us. And there are some quotes I want to share with you that will just enhance this aspect of why vision is important. Miles Monroe said, vision makes the unseen visible and the unknown possible. He said, vision is a God-inspired mental picture of the future that compels action, discipline, and purpose. You know, that's what we are all about here. We want you to take action, because we know that vision without action is not going anywhere. We will not see it. And discipline is needed. You will do it when you don't feel as doing it, because you know that it is in the doing that things happen. Amen. And it is always tied to purpose. We don't just want you doing anything, but whatever you're doing should be tied to God's purpose for your life. There is this amazing quote from Helen Keller. This was a blind lady. She was blind, deaf, and dumb. You know, everything was against her, but she did not allow her physical disability to affect her vision. Though she was blind, physically blind, she had vision. So she made this statement. She says, the only thing worse than being blind is having sight with no vision. Can you imagine that coming from a blind woman? So those of us who have sight and we do not have vision, we should be pitied. So God does not want you to have eyes, yet you cannot see. That's why that little girl said, daddy, look, I can see farther than my eyes can look. You know, the sight limits you. If I'm in a building and I'm looking, I'm looking straight ahead of me and there's a wall, I cannot see beyond that wall. But if I have a vision of my future for the next 10 years, the next 5, 30 years, 20 years, the wall cannot stop me because I'm pregnant with that vision. Amen. Bishop T.D. Jakes said, if you can't see it before you see it, you will never see it. It means vision is so powerful because it will drive you to action. Amen. It will drive you to action. So vision makes purpose practical. Without vision, what happens? My people perish. Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Things don't work. Things die. Where there is no vision, things die. I don't know what has died in your life because your vision is dead or you don't have a vision from God. God wants to activate that right now, right here as you're listening to me. And I pray that that will be activated. So what happens when we do not have vision? A loss of direction and purpose. And what happens when that happens? We drift. We move away from the course that God has placed us on. We drift. What happens when we don't have vision? Short-sightedness. We start doing things in the immediate. We focus on the immediate. What am I doing today? What am I doing tomorrow? Yes, there is room for that. But what you do today and tomorrow depends on the vision that you have for your life. And it makes you come back to today. What about that vision am I supposed to do today? Not that you don't have a vision and you're just doing things today and you are just blown away by the wind. No, that's not what God is calling us to. Amen. Without vision, you experience scattered efforts leading to frustration because all your resources will be scattered. You do these 10 things, 20 things, and you are not committed to anything that will bring about real change. You are not intentional. So I want us to embrace vision. God wants us to embrace vision. We cannot be without vision. We cannot be without direction. We cannot be without purpose. We cannot be short-sighted. We cannot just have scattered effort, putting our eggs in every basket, you know, such that you, I know that statement that says don't put your egg in one basket. But then when you have a vision and God has called you to something specific, he wants you to give yourself to that thing wholeheartedly with your full attention given to it with all your resources and so on. If he wants to diversify you, he's going to do it. God will do that. Let him do it. So I want us to reflect on this. Let's reflect on this. What future do I see for my life? Ask yourself, what problem has God wired me to solve? What vision do I have for that problem that he has wired me to solve? Am I living intentionally or reacting daily? Very important. Intentional living. I know where I'm going to. I've seen the vision. God has shown it to me and I'm walking towards it. Today we're talking about vision, all things vision, and I'm excited about this because we're going to make it a four-part series where we're going to help you become the visionary God wants you to be, because that is what is going to help you fulfill God's purpose for your life. We want to talk about vision and the birthplace of vision. That's our focus today. What does God see about me? What does God see about me? The birthplace of vision. So vision is not created. Vision is received. It is received from God. Amen. It is received from God. And the life of Jesus really, really exemplifies that. In John 17, verse 3 and 4, the Lord was praying for his disciples. And he said, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus whom you sent. And he said, I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. I'm paraphrasing. I don't know what version you have, but go check your Bibles and read John 17, 3 to 4. The Lord Jesus is saying that he was sent to bring glory to God by doing what he was assigned to do. So it comes from God. You have to be assigned. The vision must be received from above. That's what should happen. Amen. Exodus 24, verse 12. The Lord was told Moses, come up to the mountain. You know, I will give you instructions about the tabernacle. I'll give you instructions about the laws, you know, the Ten Commandments and so on. There were so many times God called Moses to come up to get instructions, you need to come up. You need to go to where God can speak to you. Amen. You cannot carry God's vision without knowing God. That's what Jesus Christ said in John 17:3. Eternal life is that you may know him. And when you know him, he's going to begin to give you assignments. He's going to download assignments into your heart. You'll be a woman who is a visionary, carrying the things of God, birthing the things of God. You know, it will not be about your plans, it will not be about what you want to do, but it will be what God wants to do through you. That's what Jesus exemplified. He told us that he came to do the will of the Father. You know, the Father sent him. That's what he kept telling the Pharisees who were asking him, who are you? And all of that. He said he came to do the will of the Father. He's from the Father. So you need to know God to be able to receive from him. So Moses didn't guess the tabernacle. He received it from God. Amen. Jesus did just improvise and say, I'll see, maybe I should die on the cross. Maybe I should just ascend to heaven without dying. No. He followed what he saw and he did what he was assigned. That's what Jesus did. He said it in John 5:19. The Son can do nothing by himself. He only does what he sees the Father doing. Think about that. He only does what he sees the Father doing. Amen. Is that your story? Are you only doing what you see the Father doing? So I want you to reflect on this. Do I have time set aside to hear from God? Because if you don't make time, you will not hear from him. When you take time away and be with him, he's going to speak to you. He's going to give you details about your life. He's going to give you those details. Take time away and spend with the Father. Another question I want you to reflect on is, am I building my life on revelation or assumptions? Revelation says, this is what God is saying. This is where he's leading. This is what I see in my mind's eye. This is what he has downloaded into my spirit. This is what I carry. And therefore, every decision I make, every step I take speaks into making sure I realize what God has given me. I'm not assuming my life. I'm not sure what God wants for me. I'm not sure. If you're not sure, go to him. God will speak. God will give you direction. Amen. Do that. And I want you to take time, reflect on these questions. And we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. But before we go, let us make a prayer. Let's just wrap this up in prayer. Father, draw me into a deeper intimacy with you. Let me not lead my life without your voice, O Lord. Reveal your plans to me in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And I want you to declare with me, I hear from God. I receive divine direction. My life is led by heaven. Amen. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. My life is led by heaven. What heaven has decided concerning me is what I'm pursuing. Amen. If you are that woman and you believe that, say amen and amen. Today we're talking about all things vision and you have tuned in to She Excels. Today we are just sharpening the vision that God, you know, has placed on our heart. Or if you're one who doesn't yet know what it is God wants you to do, we said you should go to him. Go to him. So what are the characteristics of a transformational vision? Remember, this is the theme that we'll be talking about, the power of a transformational vision. And today we are looking at seeing what God sees, the birthplace of vision. So stay tuned to Radio K Pulpit and tune in to She Excels so that you do not miss out on this. So right now, as we wrap up this show, I want to talk about the characteristics of a transformational vision. You know, what makes a vision transformational? You know, it's not just personal ambition, but a God-breath vision that changes lives, changes communities, changes generations. It has impact beyond one's life. That's what I'm talking about. I know you have plans for your life. I know you have dreams. I know you have places you want to go, things you want to do, people you want to see. Good. But if all of that is a priority in your life more than what God created you for, you have misplaced priorities. Misplaced priorities. We're talking about a vision that will change lives, that you will not need a tombstone. We will know you were here because it will be a ripple effect that goes into generations and generations and generations. Amen. So a transformational vision is more than seen with your physical eyes. It is becoming what God has shown you. You know, it is realizing what God told you about, shared with you, communicated with to you. Any word you want to use, just use it. But what I'm saying, it comes from God. So that's the first one. You got it right. That's the first characteristics of a transformational vision. It comes from God. So let's go down the list. A true vision, a true God-ordained vision, one, it comes from God. Two, it's bigger than you. What does that mean? It serves others. Three, it is growth-oriented. Four, it requires faith. Five, it is clearly written. Amen. Six, it attracts provision. It attracts provision. Isaiah 46 verse 10 says, only I can tell you the future before it happens. That's what God is saying. Only God can tell you about your future before it happens. Not your husband, not your father, not your mother, not your sister, not your best friend, not your colleagues, you know, not your president, not your, I don't know who you're leaning on or your employer. No, only God can tell you the future about you before it happens. Everything I plan will come to pass, for I do whatever I wish. I want you to lean in on God. Lean in on God. Only Him knows. Only Him knows. Exodus 25 verse 9. You must build this tabernacle and its furnishings exactly according to the pattern I showed you on the mountain. I showed you. Okay, whatever version you have. Do exactly as I showed you. What has God showed you? Build it as I showed you. Build it. Are you pursuing the vision? Are you doing it exactly? So a true vision is God-centered. It is God-centered. Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans of a man's heart or a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Think about that. Are your plans your plans, or your plans are God's plans? Because His purpose will prevail. That is the desire of a woman who wants to excel. She wants the purposes of God to prevail over her own plans. Don't be carried away by your plans. Don't be carried away by what you want to do for yourself. Me, myself, and I. No, God is calling you to something bigger, and His purposes will prevail. Late Dr. Miles Monroe said, true vision is not about what you want to do, but what God wants to do through you. Or I would say, what? Let me say it exactly like it is. It was written and said by Dr. Miles Monroe. True vision is not about what you want to do, but what God created you to do. Exactly. what God created you to do. You see how it ties up with purpose, right? So a transformational vision flows from God's heart. A transformational vision flows from God's heart. It is birthed in prayer and sustained by His purpose. When you know God's purpose for your life, you will keep embracing the vision He gives for you at every stage of fulfilling that purpose. The vision for today will be different from tomorrow as you keep moving towards the plan of finishing what He assigned you to. So that is a true vision. The second thing I want to talk about is that it serves others. Amen. Matthew 20, 26 to 28. Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. It serves others. The tree does not eat its fruit. Remember, I always say that. The tree does not eat its fruit. The fruits are for others. What you carry is for another person. The fruit that will come out of your life, when you bear the fruit, others will enjoy it. Amen? There's this quote from Mother Teresa that says, a life not lived for others is not a life. A life not lived for others is not a life. Think about that. So vision that transforms is never selfish. It's never me, myself, and I. It meets needs, it uplifts communities, it empowers others, it advances the kingdom, it advances communities, it transforms lives, it brings hope to others, it empowers others. Think about it. So I want you to use this rubric to really test and check what you're pursuing right now. Does it meet the characteristics of true vision? Amen. Number three, it requires faith and courage. I cannot overemphasize this, because a lot is going to come against us that will make us doubt whether we are even called by God, make us doubt. You know, you have all kinds of imposter syndrome, limiting beliefs. You know, you doubt yourself. You things happen to you and you're like, this is the end. No, it's not the end. Your vision will keep you alive. It will carry you through. Hebrews 11:8 says, by faith, Abraham obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going to. The Lord said to him, leave your country, leave your people, and go to the land I will show you. He said, go to the land I will show you. And Abraham obeyed. Obedience is key to bringing vision to life. Amen. Obedience is very, very important. Faith is very important. When you believe that God said, you trust him that he told you, I received these instructions from the Lord, I will stand by it. So it requires faith. It requires courage. Christine Kane said, God doesn't call us to comfort. He calls us to courage. The things God will be calling you to do, they will be beyond you. That is why you need him. You need to believe in him. So transformational vision often looks impossible. It demands bold steps of faith, trusting God beyond what is visible, what is tangible, what is obvious. God always calls us. Imagine Joseph having this amazing dream, and he is one of the youngest, the second, the last but one. And he's like, oh my God, my parents and my siblings who are older than me are going to bow down. What? Seriously? Yes, that was a big vision. That was audacious. But God gave him that vision and it came to pass. Do not be afraid. It will come to pass. Take courage. I'm talking to myself right now. Any, take courage. I don't know. Call your name. I say, take courage. That vision needs faith and courage. That is the vision that comes from God. You can't do it on yourself. You would need God all the way. Number four, it produces lasting impact. John 15:16. I chose you that you may go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. Jesus was talking to his disciples. Fruit that will last. God expects lasting fruit. When you're gone, we need to still glean from what you left behind. When I'm gone, people have to be reading my books. People have to be listening to my podcast. People have to be listening to the recordings and the things I've left behind. People have to be using the structures and the buildings and the things. I don't know what it is that God has called you to do. It has to be beyond you. It must be lasting. So when you build, build well, build strong foundations so that this thing can stand and stand the test of time into generations, right into eternity. Amen. Rick Warren said, the purpose of influence is to speak up for others who have no influence. The more you impact the lives of others, it becomes a ripple effect. And when a life stands up and say, hey, because of Amy, because of Elsie, because I'm standing, that life impacts other lives. And it's a ripple effect. And it just keeps going and it keeps going and it keeps going. So it must produce lasting impact. If what you're doing now is just for your lifetime, or it's just for today, or it's just for 5 years and you're done, think about it. It might not be a true vision. We're talking about what is a true vision, a transformational vision. The next thing is that it attracts resources. It attracts resources. Vision attracts provision. Exodus 36:5. The people are bringing more than enough for doing the work the Lord commanded. God gave Moses a vision, and that vision required physical materials, needed skilled men to do it. And he was like, we've never done this before. Know that there's a lot about your vision you've never seen before, you've never done before, but it will attract the resources of people, finances, of opportunities, of favor. All of this is going to be possible when you are carrying a God-breathed vision. The vision that comes from above. Amen. It will release provision. God will make sure you have all you need for this to happen. Even though Joseph's story was sad, the provision of favor, you know, from Pharaoh brought him to a place where he was second in command. Favor from the butler who remembered him brought him to where he was. And finally, the vision he saw when he was small became a reality. So God is going to place people. He's going to bring people, finances, you know, resources like material resources, whatever you need is coming. But you need to have a vision to attract those things. Amen. Bishop Oyedepo said, provision always follows vision. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that comforting that you know that whatever God has called you to do, He already has the resources for it? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's so heartwarming for me, and it takes away stress. And like, how do I figure this out? You know, how are we going to do this? When God called Moses, and Moses said, oh, you know, I can't speak. You know, I stutter and all of that. I said, okay. I know how you can speak because I'm the one who created speech and all of that. And God definitely could heal him. He said, okay, I've assigned your brother Aaron. He's going to speak on your behalf. So God made it possible for Moses to have an assistant to help him with his assignment. Our assignments are bigger than us. And God is going to raise people. He's going to raise people. We're going to have favor with people, favor with God, favor with man. And we're going to have all the resources, a resource of time, of wisdom, of material, of, you know, connections, opportunities that will make this happen. Fear not, dear sister, fear not. So I want you to reflect on these questions as we wrap up this show. I've been enjoying it. Is my vision centered on God or myself? Is my vision centered on God or myself? Who benefits from my vision? What steps of faith do I need to take today as far as that vision is concerned? Does it stretch me? One of the things you will know is that your vision will stretch you. It will make you be a different person by the time you're realizing it, by the time it's becoming tangible. The Joseph who had a dream when he was a young boy was not the Joseph who was executing that dream. He changed. He learned to serve other people. He learned integrity. He learned his giftings, you know, his spiritual gifts, the gift of interpretation, grew and became mature and was used to serve other people. His ability to lead, you know, all of that. He had to go through that development and that transformation for him to be able to be that person to lead a nation and nations, because many other nations came to buy food from Joseph. Amen. I want you to reflect on these questions. How will my vision leave a lasting impact? Am I trusting God to attract the resources needed for my vision? Am I trusting Him? Have faith, sister. Have faith. Is my vision written? Have I written it down? Is it clear? Habakkuk 2:2. Write it down, because when it's not clear, you will not know what next step to make. Amen. Can I clearly communicate it? Can people understand? Can a 6-year-old understand? Can an 8-year-old understand? Can I clearly communicate it? Think about that. Amen. I want us to make a short prayer before we close. Lord, give me a clear and compelling vision. Let it attract the right people, the right resources, and the right opportunities and favor. Favor before you, favor before man. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for giving me a vision. And if for those of you who God has not given, you say, Lord, give me a compelling vision. May I be pregnant with what heaven has for me. Let your will in heaven be done on earth for my life in the name of Jesus. Now declare with me. My vision is clear. My vision is powerful. My vision attracts provision. Provision. You know, that's an amazing declaration. And I'm going to give you more to declare. I declare my vision is rooted in God's purpose. I declare that my vision serves and uplifts others. I declare I walk in faith and courage. I declare my vision will bring lasting fruit. I declare that resources are being sent to me. My vision is attracting these resources. And this is because why? My vision is God-given. My vision is God-given. So I want you to really take time and really ask yourself if your vision is a true vision, the one that comes from God. Hallelujah. I have been blessed. I don't know about you. I have been blessed. And I really, really want to thank you for joining me today on She Excels. We are talking all things vision. Very, very important. And today's message was about seeing what God sees, the birthplace of vision. And I'm definitely sure this has spoken to you. Something has stirred up inside of you and you're like, oh Lord, I need a vision for my life. I can't just be blown by the wind, north, south, east, and west. No, I need direction. Amen. Even as we prayed and we declared before the music break, I need direction. I need direction. I need a compelling vision. If you have been stirred, if things are shifting and changing and you are becoming, you know, conscious and awakened and quickened by the fact that you need a God-ordained vision, not just the one that is centered around you, but the one that goes beyond. We would like to hear from you what God is doing in your heart. WhatsApp us at 081-729-1657. That WhatsApp number again. 081-729-1657 or email us at info@capepulpit.co.za. That is info@capepulpit.co.za. Share what this message stayed in your heart. We love hearing how God is calling you to excel in purpose. And I want you to stay tuned because we're going to continue on this series. We want to sharpen the vision God has for your life. And we want to give you the tools to ensure that they become a reality. It will not just be what is in your mind. It will become what we see and what is tangible. Amen. The transformational power of vision. Stay tuned every Thursday from 12 to 1. God bless you and keep well.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.